Continuing your support of KCRW, 1-800-600-5279.
I've got people like Sean Weick that took the American Cinematheque membership, renewing his membership. We've got Eve Martin renewing her membership and taking a five-pack of CDs. Katie Johnson from Garden Grove. Jeff Hill from Los Angeles. Elizabeth Unwin from Los Angeles. We've got Sudi Cunningham from Los Angeles.
How do you know if you got a good sperm count? You got to chew before it swallows. How are we doing in here, huh?
Neighbors called him a regular sort of guy. He loved hamburgers and chocolate ice cream.
Hannibal Lecter's got nothing on these guys. Twisted minds hidden behind commonplace lives.
Terrorized New York with the random killings of six.
His neighbors called him a regular sort of guy.
Been agreed upon. Eisenhower arranged to be in Palm Springs on vacation. On the appointed day, the president was spirited to the base. The excuse was given to the press that he was visiting a dentist. Witnesses to the event have stated that three UFOs flew over the base and then landed.
Leo Beck had begun the assault on Hermann Cohn and on the German idealistic tradition. Martin Buber is going to take us much, much farther. And in many respects, Buber really shatters completely the dominance of the Cohn view of Jewish thought and opens up a whole new way of addressing the Jewish tradition.
Do you like the fact that the guys are out there enjoying this, don't you, Lydia?
Yes.
Dirty words. Believe me, I am not profound. This is something that I assume someone must have laid on me, because I do not have an original thought. I am screwed. I speak English. That's it. I was not born in a vacuum. Every thought I have belongs to somebody else. That I must just take things somewhere. So I am not placating you by making the following statement. I want to help you if you have a dirty word problem. There are none. And I'll spell it out logically to you. Here is a toilet. Specifically, that's what we're concerned with, specifics. If I can tell you a dirty toilet joke, we must have a dirty toilet. That's what we're talking about. A toilet. If we take this toilet and boil it, and it's clean, I can never tell you specifically a dirty toilet joke about this toilet. I can tell you a dirty toilet joke in the Milner Hotel or something like that. But this toilet is a clean toilet now. Obscenity is a human manifestation. This toilet has no central nervous system, no level of consciousness. It is not aware. It is a dumb toilet. It cannot be obscene. It's impossible.
Way of addressing the Jewish tradition. Perhaps the best way of starting with Martin Buber is to tell stories, because indeed, as you will see, in creating a kind of existential moment, Buber does tell a lot of stories. He even recreates traditional Jewish stories, Hasidic stories, but clearly even stories about his own life.
They're all beating off, getting excited watching you.
Nobody
knows.
We know he had organs up the ass.
Carry it to the end in battle to victory. Unconditional. Unconditional.
The music continues.
And again, we're only on until 8 o'clock, so we want to get as many people calling in as possible. We're offering the DVD-ROM of every single edition of Off the Hook ever made up until the end of 2003, because we have to stop somewhere.
Anti-aircraft batteries were undergoing live-fire training, and the startled personnel actually fired at the craft as they passed overhead.
If it's to adventure, then carry the adventure full. To engage it in such a way as to encounter and unfold. Learn everything you can about it. To befriend it, to understand what we have in common. What's similar between us. Not our goals. No, it wants to destroy. It's the enemy. I want to create. But what is similar about us that we can befriend, that we can have in common? And it depends on the nature of the enemy, whether to engage it as warrior or as... And you'll soon find out. But you need to engage the warrior with the intention here not just to create a frolic of a battle or an intellectual sort of stimulating conversation under the elms, but rather to learn the treasures, the gifts, to learn the power and to take it back, to learn what are the intentions of this enemy, what are the actions...
I am not going to do it the way you want. I will never be able to do it your way. I can only do it my way. Wait a minute, lady. I'm not doing it any way other than the best that I can do.
From the studios at Uppsala College, WFMU 91.1 FM, 640 AM, and Channel 7 Closed Circuit Television.
And that will play on your DVD player. It'll play on your computer. And for $50, you will get an Off the Hook T-shirt. And for any amount, you will get our enduring thanks. And also, you'll get the T-shirt. Can call in and ask your questions.
They say that that's been going on, and they failed to offer any kind of
I think it's amazing
evidence that was really happening.
Bernie is talking about aircraft communication. Just when we were mentioning that, this is a show from I think 1998.
It is not a wear. It is a dumb toilet.
Starting to lose it. Between the loneliness, I felt like everything was closing in on me. And with Joyce over there saving the world, I never felt more like a sellout hack in my life.
Okay. You know, folks, if it really is true that misery loves company, our next guest must always have a house full of people.
Okay, I'm sold.
You can read all about his misery in the latest comic book entitled American Splendor. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back Harvey Keitel. Harvey, this is not the forum. This is not Meet the Press.
You just want me to talk about simple-minded bullshit, David. But I ain't co-opted like you, man.
Oh, relax,
I want to say,
man.
For instance, like, I want to talk about a conflict of interest situation.
Harvey.
Can we do that, David? How about that? You know, like GE owning this network, NBC. GE has basically become a military, industrial, financial
communications
complex.
Can we get the singing shih tzu back out here, Larry? Has he left the building yet?
NBC is going to cover what they do fairly? That's funny, Dave.
Harvey.
I got other things I want to talk about, though.
That's enough,
Harvey. Just shut up, man. Don't push me, man. I'm doing my own thing.
Harvey.
This is not...
Are you afraid of the truth, David? It's not about
what you're saying, Harvey. It's about your choice of venue. It may come as a shock to you, but this is a comedy show.
Tonight it ain't okay. Let's mix it up a little bit.
Maybe you can take your winning personality, go out and get your own show.
I don't want my own goddamn
because
show.
Because it seems to me we've had you on this show many, many times.
Yeah.
You sulk and complain and promote your comic book, and you really haven't been very appreciative.
You know, you didn't do me any favors, Dave, okay? Harvey. I'm still a file clerk. I have always been a file
That's
clerk.
Enough,
and
Harvey.
It's no thanks to you or to your goddamn pathetic audience, man.
Okay, we're going to take a commercial, and when we come back, guess who's not going to be here?
You want me to leave, David? Come on, ask me like a man, David. Don't hide it behind a commercial.
Are things okay at home, Harvey?
Things are just great at home, Dave, okay? Goodbye, Dave. Goodbye, America. Thanks for nothing,
Harvey Pekar, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
I guess you really did it this time, huh?
Who the hell cares? No, that shit wouldn't help on my sales.
Growth is malignant. What we...
Heard something, though, from the FCC, and this is from a publication called Radio World, that the FCC is actually considering...
Luckily, the shells missed, and no one was injured. President Eisenhower met with the aliens on February the 20th, 1954, and...
licensing some of these low power stations, and
we're talking about low power FM at that point, I believe, as well.
More than a single watt.
Yeah, so we have all kinds of interesting topics that we touch upon over the years. This will keep you busy for a lifetime. It really will.
That topic came up again earlier this year too.
Now, he wasn't gay. Here's a quick impression. Here's Liberace's mother calling him as a child. You lunchtime faggot!
I'm not doing it any way other than the best that I can do.
Is the image and what is the identity so that you have engaged the enemy fully and you know the enemy is you, which leads to the third step. The identity so that you have engaged the enemy fully and you know the enemy is you, which leads to the third step, which is the dialogue. dialogue with the enemy.
Computers changed our lives, man. I mean, drugs and computers are probably the two biggest things that have ever happened in our lives. They are fantastic, and computers are the salvation.
I guess that's
the language.
I'm not in the field.
It cannot be obscene. It's impossible.
The formal treaty between the alien nation and the United States of America was signed. We then received our first alien ambassador from outer space.
Wasn't the FCC putting more restrictions?
Brother who does not, I'll have you know this. As I stand here, brother, as I sit here, I would like to say the following comments and make the following statements. Brother Bob, do you agree with me? And you'd better.
I agree, Brother John.
That's good. And you'd better. I'd like to just say something else. Pretty soon, they're going to start sending up turkey and roast beef sandwiches from the stage delicatessen. And we're going to get little skinny comedians and very good-looking, handsome Italian singers to come up here and sing songs, just as they did 5 years ago before they broke up. And do you have anything else to say about that, Brother Bob?
I feel the situation calls for a greater amount of endeavor.
Well, what do you mean by that, Brother Bob?
That means who says a good newspaper has to be good?
Well, who says a good newspaper has to be on strike?
I meant to ask you, I need a cool way to kill people.
If it could be obscene, it could be cranky. It could be a communist toilet. A traitorous toilet. It can do none of these things. It's a dopey toilet, Jim. So nobody can ever offend you by telling you a dirty toilet story. They can offend you in the area that is trite. You have heard it many, many times. Now, all of us have had a bad early toilet training. That's why we are hung up with it. All of us, at the same time, got two zingers, one for the police department and one for the toilet. All right, he made a caca. Call a policeman. All right. Okay, are you going to do that anymore? Okay. I tell a policeman he doesn't have to come up now. We all got the policeman, and we had a few psychotic parents who took and rubbed it in our face. And those people, for the most, if you search it out, are censors. Oh, true. They hate toilets with a passion, man. You realize if you got that rank around with a toilet, you'll hate it and anyone who refers to it. It is dirty and uncomfortable to you.
Yes.
What did you actually do?
I was, well, I didn't do anything, I was just famous.
Students were involved in precinct work. The Republican convention was coming to town, and a bunch of radical Republican students wanted to go picket against Scranton, the anointed choice, and so on. And we came to school. Back to school.
This was the Goldwater Republican convention, right? Goldwater.
And we came back to school that fall, we including a number of activists, not only Mario, but a bunch of others who had been down in Mississippi summer working to register voters in the South when potential voters and activists were getting killed with a lot of passion. We came back to school and the university administration said, well, sorry, you can't give out pamphlets, you can't recruit members, you can't raise money for student political organizations on campus anymore. Over the previous 7 years when the New Left had been rising,
the dialogue with the enemy, now that you've killed it, stabbed it, staked through the heart, cut off its head, chopped it up into a million pieces, okay, come on, get up.
Don't worry for my script.
Los Angeles, it's Flash Friday.
Attention advertisers, you too can reach this prime demographic.
And now, here he is.
This is Chuck Collins from United for a Fair Economy in Boston. We've heard that there is a growing gap between the very wealthy and everyone else. What does wealth inequality sound like?
Microphones are not working in the studio. Have no fear, I'm not being investigated by the federal government. I have not been using little blues or baby blues or big blues or anything like that. No. I promised I would be here every day. And if you could only see me now, I am literally holding the guest microphone in my hand, complete with its stand. Because the main microphone isn't doing anything. Now, why the big boom microphone in my studio isn't working is beyond me. Who's coming in here and unplugging things when I'm not here?
I don't like that kind of stuff.
Who's screwing with my studio?
Come on, man, please. You're the genius.
What the hell is going on?
Here you go.
You know how embarrassing that is when the theme music comes on?
I meant to ask you. I need a cool way to kill people.
And you're talking and nothing is coming out? You show up on time? You're ready to do a goddamn show? And the microphone is not working, and then I have to stand here like a geek holding a microphone in its stand.
Don't worry for my script.
Just so I can get this first segment of the hour out? You know how humiliating this is? You know the slogan here at Westwood One, there is no big talk. Now,
I don't like that kind of stuff.
How hard is it?
Come on, man, please. You're the genius.
Just to have the host microphone
the killer
in a position where
professor.
When you press the on button, your voice comes out the other end.
Until they die.
How complicated is it?
He calls himself the deconstructionist.
Should I try the other one now? Is it working?
Oh, good.
It's working now. Now it's working. Okay. God forbid we do a little sound check around here.
Shoved to the very edge of campus in this little 20-foot
brick strip.
Well,
you go to the Fleetwood Mac concert, and they've got 30 people on stage, and you've got to test all these microphones. We got one goddamn microphone here.
So we soon actually had reason to think that
I'm the only one doing the show. I got no goddamn guests. I got nobody else in the room with me.
Bill Nolan.
How hard would it be for somebody to come in here and go testing 1, 2, 3, 4? How hard is it?
Began to organize a descent. We negotiated for 2 weeks fruitlessly.
See, I was kidding.
Took our cables for various courses.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Civil rights courses, sneaking core cables, and set them up not on the edge of campus, but right in front of the administration building, and started handing out literature and collecting
now
donations.
Now that you stand victorious, triumph will put on its chest. Okay, now get up. Whatever it is in the battle, or now that you have gleaned and gathered and are triumphant, now to sit together and perhaps to have this enemy take off its mask and its disguise so that you can see who it really is. But to sit down and dialogue with it, you need to talk to the conquered enemy, whether it's conquered in victory of battle or in triumph of adventure. What do you talk about? All kinds of things. It may take 3 or 4 meditations to be satisfied. There may be a lot to be discovered. But you work with it in terms of dialogues. You talk about who holds the enemy. And what we mean by that is the child who holds the enemy. Is it the adolescent who holds it? Is it your parent? Is it the ego? Negative ego? Is it the weakness in you? Is it the anger in you? Is it the rage in you? Who holds the enemy? It is also valuable to talk about what you feed the enemy. I feed it my creativity, my hope, my expectation. I feed it my sleep at night. I feed it my calm, my relax. I feed it my liver that is suffering from this disease. I feed it my spine, which is fusing, I feed it.
You got me. Do you mind if I use it, though?
Studios of Uppsala College, WFMU 91.1. The music continues.
So many people get this who do not need it. I was assigned 3 phone numbers, and I didn't even know what the phone numbers were until I disconnected that line and I saw that I had these numbers I'd never used.
Was the hostage that had been left at the first landing in the desert. His name and title was His Omnipotent Highness Krill. In the American tradition of disdain for royal titles, he was secretly called Original Hostage Krill. Shortly after this meeting, President Eisenhower suffered a heart attack.
Lo and behold, they brought a police car on campus. That came to be commonplace, but no one had ever seen police on a university campus come to arrest students in political activity ever in this country.
Four others present at the meeting were Franklin Allen of the Hearst Newspapers, Edwin Norse of Brookings Institute, Gerald Light of Metaphysical Research fame, and Catholic Bishop McIntyre of Los Angeles.
Into a pattern that has been selected by your soul before you've even gotten here.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator.
That is not a first, Gary. You know what happened in the past? I'm going to tell you what happened in the past. This microphone looks like a big contact capsule. You know, it looks like a big, fat capsule. It looks the same on both sides. And some a-hole used to come in here and turn the microphone back.
I feed it. My pancreas that has cancer, I feed it. What do I feed it? What do you feed the enemy? What life force do you give it?
Come here, yes. Well, I would start talking.
It would sound like this.
Our first UFO recoveries were in the late 30s. We made a couple in the beginning of the 40s, and then came Roswell, which the public found out about. We got two live aliens from Roswell. One died shortly thereafter. One lived until 1956. And we found out that so far there are 18 different alien species that we know about monitoring Earth.
This was happening on a regular basis.
That was a different engineer, Gary. You're right, but, now, I know what happened, too. They had that guest in here for the Jim Bohannon show last night, and somebody unplugged something.
So we're just gonna have to do it for real.
The sound that you are about to hear is a BB falling into a metal soup pot. Each BB represents $500 in net worth. If we took all the private wealth in the United States and divided it evenly among all the 100 million households, each household's share would sound like this. That was the sound of 500 BBs, the equivalent of about $250,000 for every household. But as you know, wealth is not evenly distributed. If we were to take the wealth of the bottom 50 million households and average it out, here is what it would sound like. That was 10 BBs, the sound representing $5,000. On the other end of the spectrum, let's listen to the average wealth of the richest 1% of households. To join the richest 1%, you need to have about $2.6 million or more. Here's what their share of wealth sounds like. That was the sound of wealth inequality.
Need help? Hang up and then dial your operator.
His network of 600 tea kettles all at 1890 on
vagina
the dial.
Vagina is where I was born. Vagina is where I witnessed the first moment of life. Then I was taken away from vagina.
for 17 years until I met my wife, whereupon I happily returned to vagina. After nearly two decades of dependency and complacency, I had lost my vagina again. I was homesick. I wanted my goddamn vagina back. According to my highly personalized understanding of demographics, everyone is from the same province. Vagina!
I'm
from... I'm from...
Then you must be making it up somehow, or you must be, to put it bluntly, mentally ill rather than physically ill. So that we've come to the belief that there's this great divide between mental illness on one hand and physical or material illness on the other hand.
During the bombing of Iraq, and we saw the night skies being lit up and those shells being shot into the sky, you could follow them. I mean, you just look like little white dots going into the sky. Are you telling me that there's a good possibility that those were all DU rounds?
I'm telling you they were DU rounds. If you see things that are lit up that look like tracers, they're either tracers or they're depleted uranium.
Well, usually when tracer rounds are put into a firearm, they don't usually use all tracers. It's like one every 10 rounds or something like that. So what I'm saying here is that they were all DU rounds.
That's right.
Okay, we're talking
about... And the way you can tell it's a bomb with a depleted uranium warhead is when it hits the ground.
Midsummer hostile. And we found out that so far there are 18 different alien species that we know about monitoring Earth. Some are good, some are hostile, most are indifferent.
As they were done with that last night, they got Jim Bohannon's obligation out of the way. Nobody bothered to plug in my microphone again. Jesus Christ. I'll tell you what. Put Jim Bohannon on an afternoon drive in L.A. and see if he can get a four share. Let's see if he can do it. What's his L.A. affiliate again? Hot Talk 1920? The airport information station is the one closest to the glove compartment? Oh, no, he's not even on there. No. Probably on some AM station in Redlands or something. Come on! Oh, don't get me started on the other buttons here. Are they working, Brett? Don't even get me started. They're not working. God forbid I would want to do a bit with an echo effect to press the echo button, and nothing happens. I'm pressing it right now. Jesus Christ! What do you have to do to have things work around here? What do I have to do? Go into drug rehab? Go to the Denny's parking lot and buy little blues from the housekeeper? What do I have to do?
To talk to it. Well, I think I feed you this. Nah, you feed me this. Don't be silly. You feed me this all the time. Whenever you get excited and creative, I come by and sneak it all away and gobble it up. Well, by golly, you're right, you do. It's a dialogue. Interact. Don't just tell it. Don't just ask it. Interact. Who holds the enemy? What do you feed it? What does the enemy do? It destroys my life. That's not good enough. What does it do? How does it do what it does? Well, when I do this at work, this is where the enemy comes in, and then this at home, and when I play this, and when I go into these places, well, be very specific. Talk to it. Let it tell you. It knows what it does. You know what. Talk about it together in the specifics of what the enemy does.
Great here. It's really great. I don't know, I went to this shrine today, mm-hmm. and there were these monks and they were chanting, and I didn't feel anything, you know? And I don't know, I even tried Ikebana, and John is using these hair products. I don't know who I married.
Oh, can you wait a second? Just hold on, I'll be right back.
Okay, sure. Nothing, it's okay. I'll call you later, okay?
Okay, have the best time, you know? Just call me when you get back, okay? Bye.
Bye.
Love you.
Hi, honey, I'm on my way home.
Out that we are the experiment or product, if you will, of an alien race who we never met and really don't know who they are. All we know is that the Greys are cybernetic organisms, glorified robots, if you will, who work here at the behest of their employers, monitoring us through abductions. We were never able to find out what the experiment is all about, except that we have been externally corrected about 65 times, and they, the aliens, refer to us as containers.
Excuse me, sir. What did you do in the 60s?
About a couple of grams a day, I think.
You'd be asked like Mike Tyson.
What'd you say?
What are you guys doing? Sitting in the kitchen watching the meat marinate?
To get treated like royalty around here. Are you kidding me? Royalty? The attitude around here is really simple. We give you a big fat paycheck. And that's it. The staff gets paid crap. The equipment isn't maintained. You'll never...
Never see a billboard for this stupid show. They give all the money to me, and they spend nothing on any of the support staff or the equipment or the marketing of the program. Nothing.
For the richest 1% of households has an average of $10 million, and the average 50 million households in the bottom, over half the population, has an average of $5,000 in net worth.
The cheese is the universe.
Nothing has been proven or determined.
One serious problem is wildfires. When these fires come, the Pacific Coast Highway is often congested with hordes of Malibu's movie stars and millionaires.
Thank you.
relationship that fell apart, you know that. Don't see what my enemy does. Is just when I get to work, just when I go into the boss's office, it picks up my foot and puts it in my mouth. And the most grotesque, weird, bizarre things come out. You see, just when I'm about to do something really great, it fills me with anxiety so that I stumble and fall and make a total ass of myself. See, be specific, and how does it work? What does it do? Also in the dialogue, somewhere it's going to be important to forgive yourself. Because you are the enemy. You are the enemy. Even as you differentiate it, you need to forgive yourself. It's you who's doing this stuff.
Pisses me off!
Since 1938, we have lost over 200 aircraft to UFO hostilities.
So cocksure about our world just because of our telescopes and microscopes and the splitting of the atom.
Each BB represents $500 in net worth. Share would sound like this. Sound of wealth inequality.
We live in an imperfect world. That's true. How are you ever going to make it a better world?
here's what their share of wealth sounds like.
Our job is sweeping up or trying to prevent. Now, as far as I can see, the best way is to try and see whether we can do something about stopping people being greedy, stopping people being overambitious. And I don't think you ever will do that.
But an organized system of ignorance. There are more things in heaven and on earth than are dreamt of in your philosophy. What do we know about the beyond? Do we know what's behind the beyond? I'm afraid some of us hardly know what's beyond the behind.
By us because of their chance encounters with aliens, which we could ill afford to have publicized. A slightly more frightening phenomenon known as human mutilations have occurred on a regular basis.
Their reaction was judged as the microcosm of what the public reaction might be. Based upon this reaction, it was decided that the public could not be told.
My genre's thriller. What's yours?
this business since I was 14 years old. How humiliating is it to start an hour, you press the on button, and you start speaking, and nothing comes out the other side?
Later studies confirmed the decision as sound. An emotionally revealing letter written by Gerald Light spells it out in chilling detail. It reads, "My dear friend, I have just returned from Muroc. The report is true. Devastatingly true. I made the journey in company with Franklin Allen of the Hearst Papers and Edwin Norse of Brookings Institute, who was Truman's erstwhile financial advisor, and Bishop McIntyre of Los Angeles. Keep these names confidential for the present, please. When we were allowed to enter the restricted section, after about 6 hours in which we were checked out on every possible item, event, incident, and aspect of our personal and public lives.
Sometimes school is a thing that keeps people from falling down. And because of this test, some of my friends have left. It's just unfair. And for them, I want to see this MCAS abolished as a high school graduation requirement.
I had the distinct feeling that the world had come to an end with fantastic realism. For I have never seen so many human beings in a state of complete collapse and confusion.
To the cattle mutilations, in that the humans are humans, are taken from the street, so to speak, and returned to the same area about 45 minutes to an hour later, with their rectums cored out, their genitals removed, their eyes removed from their sockets, and completely drained of blood.
Creatures of twilight and illusion, we drift toward our unknown ends, and that's why I feel the best thing is not to be born. But who is as lucky as that? To whom does it happen? Not to one among millions and millions of people. In these days of darkness and doubt, of crisis and confusion, what the world needs is a truly great soul. I am that soul. My name, as you may have guessed, is Theodore. I come from a strange stock. The members of my family were mostly epileptics, vegetarians, stopperers, triplets, nail biters. But I've always been happy. I was born of parents in one of the humble walks of life. My father was a manufacturer of dog oil, and my mother had a small studio where, for a reasonable fee, she disposed of other people's unwelcome babies. As a child, I learned rapidly. At the age of 6, my second novel had been published. Before I was 10, I could change my own diapers. By the time I was 11, I knew how to wave bye-bye. And in addition, even in those early days, I had my exact routine of duties. Not only did I have to assist my father in catching dogs for his bats, but I was also kept busy by my mother carrying away the debris of her work in the studio. My father had silent partners, all of the physicians in town. They rarely wrote a prescription which did not contain oleum canis. Oleum canis, oil of dog, was the little liver pill of its day. Everyone craved the glorious, peppy, luxurious feeling that goes with regularity. One evening, I was passing my father's factory with the body of an infant from my mother's studio in my arms when I saw a policeman who seemed to be watching me closely. I didn't wish to get involved in a long discussion, so I avoided him by dodging into the oilery through a side door. My father had retired for the night. The only light in the place came from the furnace, which glowed a rich crimson under one of the baths. Within the cauldron, the oil still roiled in indolent heavings, pushing to the surface now and again a chunk of dog. It had been my habit to throw the dead baby bodies into the little river which wound its way idyllically through the village. But now the policeman stood there and wouldn't move. Well, I finally said to myself, I guess it wouldn't greatly matter if I put this body into the cauldron. My father would never know these bones here from the bones of a puppy. And the few deaths which might result from this new mixture, how important could they really be in a population which increased so rapidly? And laughing heartily, I have a way of laughing heartily in the dark. I flung the baby into the cauldron. Boys will be boys.
on in the Moscone Center, just as they should have stayed on in thousands and thousands of buildings throughout the Northeast. And the main reason we don't have these breakthroughs, the technology is there, but the deregulated utility companies do not want these photovoltaic cells and other breakthroughs on the buildings because it cuts into their business and allows people to turn their own buildings into energy generators, which...
Jesus Christ! What are we doing, the Latin Grammys again? We got something else going on in the other room? Everybody's a little too busy? Fix things around here?
サントリータイム。
He wants you to turn, look in camera. Okay?
That's all he said?
Yes. Turn to camera.
Two prepositions. Two is preposition. Come is a verb. Two is a preposition, come is a verb. Two is a preposition, come is a verb. The verb in transitive. To come. I've heard these two words my whole adult life, and as a kid when I thought I was sleeping. To come. It's been like a big drum solo. Did you come good? Did you come good? Reckless our teeth, I come better with you, sweetheart, than anyone in the whole goddamn world.
I'm training myself on the internet. It's fascinating. I'm doing pornography. It's amazing how much these suckers will pay for photographs of chicks.
In all cases, it appears that the mutilation procedures occurred while the persons were still alive and conscious.
Kimmer, this is Lee Trevino calling. You know, I've been trying to work on Matt Glavin's golf swing. I hear he keeps yanking it in the woods.
No.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again.
You have to have. The grid is an outdated, obsolete concept. It's very 20th century.
Doesn't matter if they're fat or ugly or what.
Well, that sounds good.
No, it's great is what it is.
It's a rickety old Rube Goldberg device. No matter how good it is, it's never going to be good enough.
Until this great big rush ends, and then we will get you in on this less than 900 person sweepstakes. You could.
But it's the enemy in you. need to forgive yourself. It's... doing this stuff. But it's the enemy in you. Also in the dialogue somewhere it's going to be important to forgive yourself.
That's all he said?
Yes. Turn to the camera.
All right, did you want me to turn from the right or turn from the left?
If you'd like to make a call...
Words, music, labor, and the war.
New Metaphysics. Striking a blow and praying that the vectors pull their weight. We go round and round instead of in a jacking off direction. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Some people depend on it. And it's everybody's way of saying... we're good people. We're not bad. We're good. Here in America, at least, I can't speak for the unwashed or the has-beens or the never to possibly be. As an American, I proudly sit on my private semi-conscious agendas. I've taken all of those people's things so that I can have a rich and rewarding life. I won't have to forgive myself for having had, even while I'm having it or trying to have at it. Anyway, that's been on that channel for quite a while. Since the Duchampian beats 60s, post 70s, and then into the tri-state area around here, wherever you are. And there's that spiritual thing which fucks with time space, so you're never really sure where the fuck that is.
It came so good.
And it came so good because I love you. Pretty came so good.
Where the hell that is. Because I know where that is. My problem's been still having to hang around here. Of course, that enemy thing. All that psychic terrain. A lot of terrain there. Turf. Glad it's there. And of course, it is a matter of seeing backwards. Feeling backwards and being backwards. Thinking backwards. and forwards at the same time. You want to lose your balance now.
You've seen so far, would you expect the fighting in the Jaff to continue for quite a while?
It will continue. I mean, the...
Just doing a damn show here. WsNewMetaphysics.com. Download. Stick it on a device. Inject it into the audible range. Or stream if you're afraid to download. Some people are. Especially those box people. The PC men. Have that audiophobia going on. They're getting over it these days, though. It's good to see. Since it's just about everybody. I mean, I am used to being in the minority, but come on. So keep working behind the scenes. Your own thing. You're barely aware of, probably. You know, those areas around the shadows of mystery. Those little repositories of future business. You've been meaning to get to and soon will.
彼の方はもう準備ができてます。それでスタートがかかった時にカメラの方に振り向く時に左から振り向けばいいのか右から振り向けばいいのかその辺のところはいかがなさいましょうかっていうことなんですけれども、
どちらでいいんだよ、もう出ないんだから、そんなもの時間がないんだよ、ボブさん。え？だからもう早くあなたもうテンション上げてカメラ見て、カメラ目線でゆっくりと、ね、パッションがカメラ目にはファッションだよ、わかった？
And with intensity. Okay?
Very advanced in Japan. One metaphorical theory is that the last axis shift 25,000 years ago, they were close to the axle point and didn't move through much latitude, although they did move a little south, explaining their semi-tropical climate these days. And the culture remained intact, allowing for some grounding in cultural history. Maintenance of the accrual of intricacy, thus to avoid being simple-minded like some countries I know. As well as being in the East anyway, and more feminine and holistic. Thus, being less in harm's way of the current matrix mode of domination of the masculine half of the binary. Vortex.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, being more feminine oriented, they exist and are twisted. Whereas in the West, the masculine side, it's been the assassination of the king, otherwise known as the assassination of man. Not a masculine example to be found.
One of our scientists speculate that apparently the human specimens had to be alive for the samples to be worth anything. Abductions occur on a daily basis throughout the United States to at least 10% of the population.
Metaphor. You heard echoes. On the knoll. You hear me? Echoes.
As they realized that their own world had indeed ended with such finality as to beggar description.
Please hang up and try again.
Test the equipment once in a while? Jeez! People out there, people are probably outside moving their cars because the good folks at Culver City in their ongoing effort to drive all business out of town, they changed the meters outside. You can only now park for 1 hour.
Email Gary at newmetaphysics.com.
Not satisfied with my best, then that's too fucking bad. We're going to have to reach a solution or a resolution very soon. You cannot keep telling me what you think is the better thing, the better thing, the better thing, because I don't even know who the hell you are. And after 50 fucking years in this business, I'm not going to take all the interpretations from you. You asked me to do this. You didn't tell me that I was going to have to sit here and take all of these goddamn directions from you. Tell me that, did you?
The Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory's budget is going up. The laboratory is developing a new nuclear weapon called a robust nuclear earth penetrator for use in the Bush administration's so-called war on terror. This would be a nuclear weapon that would detonate that would burrow into the earth and then detonate. So to highlight the fact that our nation's priorities are 100% backwards, we'll be beginning with a rally at the school to say what we do want, you know, schools, libraries, books for our children.
that seems to me, when applied to pain, simply to augment the confusions. And then, if this were not difficult enough to deal with, there is still among a great many of the population a kind of residual understanding that goes back, I believe, millennia, that there are religious or philosophical contexts in which one's pain can be understood. Certainly, for years in the Christian tradition, original sin provided the explanation of how pain came into the world in the first place. And if you had pain, there were plenty of itinerant preachers to tell you on good biblical authority that the pain was a punishment for something you'd done wrong. We've all done something wrong, so we all deserve punishment, and so pain from a Christian point of view is perfectly understandable. Or in the context of, let's say, the book of Job, one could understand pain as a trial of faith. So that undercurrent sets up another, it seems to me, set of reverberations through pain. So I think we're at the point in postmodern culture in which we've got multiple competing inadequate explanatory systems, and as people who find ourselves with a pain that doesn't go away, we're simply unsure what to do with it.
You're on the air.
I love the show.
Okay.
I do love the show. It's a very good show. I love the show.
You love the show.
I do. It's great. I love it.
Yeah.
Every night. Every
you
night,
love the
every,
show.
Every Wednesday, I like it. I love it.
Okay.
I love it. It's great.
You love the show.
Hey, I love it. Believe me, buddy, I love it.
When you I love the show.
When I tell you I love it, I mean I love it.
Hang up and then dial your operator.
Meaning your host has to go on every hour from a live network broadcast to put quarters in the goddamn meter. You want to see me? I tell you what, drive down the block at 4, 5, 6. There I am out there putting money in the meter because Culver City... This is really clever and a great way to generate revenue. Since they can't do it by having successful businesses downtown, first they took away my parking space and put a big 12-screen white elephant in what used to be our parking lot, thereby forcing me to park a block away. Now, I try to park at a meter. The meter's only an hour. I can't...
Because you are the enemy. You are the enemy. Even as you differentiate it, you need to forgive yourself. It's you who's doing this stuff. But it's the enemy in you. And therefore, yes, to include that in wherever it falls, wherever it fits. Also, it's important to talk with the enemy. Yes, to talk with the enemy. About ways in which it can work if it were to become an ally. What could it do? Talk now to the defeated enemy. What could it do? It could mark temptation. It could go out ahead of you in your job search, in your interview, in your relationship, in your daily life of whatever nature, in important issues, important projects of your... It could go out and mark, red tag, every temptation to do it. Every temptation to say it were control or martyr or pity or to seek revenge or to... compete in this way. It can mark it so that you can be alert to the temptation. It also can consult you. It can consult you on how you would do it. Who knows better than your martyr how you might possibly be a martyr in this situation or that situation or the other situation if, for example, your martyr is the enemy.
You should write about things in your own life. You know, like school and, ponies, you know, I don't know, girl stuff.
Do you have to hold my hand?
What, are you embarrassed of me? I know, I'm embarrassing. I felt the same way about my father.
No, Harvey, it's just when you hold my hand, you squeeze it too hard.
Okay, go on.
Joyce is right. You are obsessive compulsive.
Go on.
The reality of other plane aeroforms is now and forever removed from the realms of speculation and made a rather painful part of the consciousness of every responsible scientific and political group. During my 2 days visit, I saw 5 separate and distinct types of aircraft being studied and handled by our Air Force officials, with the assistance and permission of the Ethereum. I have no words to express my reaction. It has finally happened. It is now a matter of history. President Eisenhower, as you may already know, was spirited over to Muroc one night during his visit to Palm Springs recently. And it is my conviction that he will ignore the terrific conflict between the various authorities and go directly to the people via radio and television, if the impasse continues much longer. From what I could gather, an official statement to the country is being prepared for delivery about the middle of May. We know that no such announcement was ever made. The Silence Control Group won the day. We also know that 2 more ships, for which we can find no witnesses, either landed sometime after the 3 or were already at the base before the 3 landed. Gerald Light specifically states that 5 ships were present and were undergoing study by the Air Force. His metaphysical experience is evident in that he calls the entities Ethereum. Gerald Light capitalized Ethereum, calling attention to the fact that these beings might have been viewed as gods by Mr. Light. The alien emblem was known as the Trilateral Insignia and was displayed on the craft and worn on the alien uniform. Both of these landings and the second meeting were filmed. These films exist today. The treaty stated that the aliens would not interfere in our affairs and we would not interfere in theirs. We would keep their presence on Earth a secret. They would furnish us with advanced technology and would help us in our technological development. They would not make any treaty with any other Earth nation. They could abduct humans on a limited and periodic basis for the purpose of medical examination and monitoring of our development, with the stipulation that the humans would not be harmed, would be returned to their point of abduction, would have no memory of the event, and that the alien nation would furnish Majesty 12 with a list of all human contacts and abductees on a regularly scheduled basis. It was agreed that each nation would receive the ambassador of the other for as long as the treaty remained in force.
That goes into the grid is a wasted piece of money that should go to make every building its own generator, and that's the future.
Is that everything? I mean, it seemed like he said quite a bit more than that.
あなたの言ってることはウイスキーのことだけじゃないんだから。
How
tell us, where does oil fit into this, and why isn't the Bush administration, how are they?
Tension! これ忘れちゃダメだよ。
Like an old friend, and into the camera.
Okay.
わかった。あなたはウイスキーを愛してます。It's Suntory time! Okay?
Okay.
Okay?はい、本番。よーい、スタート。
For relaxing times, make it Suntory time.
カット、カット、カット、カット、カット。
As well as consulting you on what you would do, it can also consult you on how not to do.As we say, who better to design an alarm system for your home than a thief? Who knows all the weak points, the vulnerable points, and why you need this here and that there, as opposed to this or that or the other?
Hey, I heard you scream.
I'm from vagina. I'm from vagina. I'm from vagina.
In for 2 hours or 3 hours, because if I could, they couldn't come around and ticket me again.
I was not aware that there's anything wrong about it. Local papers said nothing against it. Local pulpit taught us that God approved of it, that it was a holy thing, and the doubter need only look in the Bible if he wished to settle his mind. And the texts were read aloud to us to make the matter sure. If there were passages in the Bible which disapproved of slavery, they were not quoted by our pastors. I wonder how they could lie so. Result of practice, no doubt.
Okay.
Okay.
You love the show.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Who better than your enemy to design and tell you how not to do it, how to avoid it, how not to slip into its snare, to its trap? So it can mark the temptations, it can consult you on how to avoid it, and how you would do it if you were going to. It can also go out ahead of you and clear the path. This hideous thing that is the monster can be real scary to your other fears, can be real scary to your some of the temptations that might otherwise be there. And therefore you can send it out ahead of you meditatively to clear the way, to scare away all your resistance. It can work as warrior to your resistance. It can work as adventurer to your positive resources. It can also work with you, for example, to design pathways where it cannot go. If you handle it this way, I'll shrivel up and die. I can't possibly do this. I can't possibly go that way. So if you go this way towards your success, you do that, and I can't make it. I can't get there. So these are examples not to limit you, but to give you an idea of what we mean by talk about what could you do. See, I don't want to just make you idle, put you on the shelf. I want you to be not just a dead enemy. I want you to be an ally. Now, if you were an ally, if, conditional, it hasn't happened yet, but if you were, what kinds of things could you do? Let's talk together. And what would be your new diet? What would I feed you then? I don't want to feed you my creativity anymore. What else could I feed you if you were my ally? If you were my ally, what kinds of things would you like to eat? What kinds of things would I need to sacrifice, with quotations around it? And how could I hold you? What could we do so that I could hold you, rather than whoever is holding you? Once you're an ally, that I could hold you. Now, again, these questions that we suggest are ideas of things that when you sit there around a fire, whatever, to dialogue, you have something to talk about. It's not just, well, how's the family? Yeah? Been doing anything lately? Yeah, chopping your reality to bits. Yeah, but besides that, yes, you have something of substance to talk about, to explore. Okay, once you've done this now, and again, you see, to level the playing field, to sort this out, to think, to look and figure it out, maybe to sit with your higher self and talk, etc., and discover, aha, you see, That may take a couple. That's not going to happen maybe in an afternoon. It may take a little search. But then once you've figured out then to engage it, again, this may be probably one lengthy meditation, but maybe another, or maybe two or three, that you go back, time out in the battle, time out in the adventure, and we come back and episodically pick it up and carry on. These dialogues may take two or three meditations, you see. So that's why it doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't happen just immediately. There, transform next. It's something you work with. It is a process you go through, which leads to the fourth step. And as you know, the fourth step is the most determined, the one that often people mistakenly think is the last step, and it is what we call the process itself. The process itself. Now, there's a lot of energy that would say, well, why don't we just skip this stuff and just do this, you see? That's the trickster. He says, here's a shortcut. You don't have to bother leveling playing field. You know your enemy's your martyr. You don't have to engage it. You engage it enough. You don't have to dialogue with it. You know, you can send your martyr out to mark the trail, okay? Now let's just do it.
I love the show.
I love it.
So here's the idea.
Okay.
You know how, okay? Yeah. Love the show.
I love it.
What is your name, sir?
My name? It's Ralph.
Yeah, you love the show.
I love the show.
Comes up in waves. Wave after wave.
Another $36 or $38 or whatever for parking. Trying to do some business in this godforsaken community. Please stay out of Culver City. Out of Culver City. And then on top of that, I get in here and I press the on button and I talk. You know what? The hell am I doing?
mostly owned by the very richest Americans.
I should do what some of these other people do, just put a line in at my house and do the show there. Why do I get up off my ass and drive down here and put up with this crap?
Owned by the very richest Americans, went up over 1,000%.
Jesus! In the ass. Pissing me off.
Comes up in waves. Wave after wave. Wave after wave.
You love the show.
Every Wednesday, I like it. I love it.
That's a shortcut, you see. They haven't cut you short. You're not going to do it. You won't let yourself do it. Your higher self, despite what your trickster, the least quality, the least energies within you, says, it isn't going to happen. That's why we encourage you. Level the playing field, engage, dialogue, even if this takes 3 or 4 days, 3 or 4 weeks, depending upon your cadence. Then you come to the process. Then you come to the process. But my enemy is so destructive, I have to get there sooner. Then work faster. But take the time to do the steps. Then don't take 3 weeks. Take the to get here.
But when you get here, this is what you do. And you'll see when you find yourself in this, why you don't want to jump into it. Why we say it's fourth step and it's not something you do quickly. First thing is you put out the food for your enemy. You put out your creativity, you put out your power, you put out all that stuff for the enemy. Well, we dialogued here, yes, we know, but now you're going through a ritual initiation, a process, and therefore you put out the food and the enemy will come. And when your enemy comes, this beast, this creature, this half-human, half-animal, this child of yours who's turned to be the Patty McCormick of your nightmares, you know, in that sense, the bad seed, and in that same thing that is this enemy of yours, or adolescent, or whomever, and they come, okay? Now what you're going to do with the first is that you feed them, you get them there, then second step is you connect your chakras, and say, whoa, yeah, you connect your chakras, first through seventh, to their chakras.
Just sinking, creeping duskward over the dial floor.
Then he thinks of past events which have occurred on the beach, the grounding of whales when people came out from the city, and this was in the Middle Ages, and hacked meat off the whales to eat. And he said maybe he was among them then, in spirit anyway. Don't you know, they were his forefathers who did this. And then he sees a dog running towards him. He sees a dog dead in the sand, and the dog starts running towards him. And of course, he looks and sees that there are two people with him. They're cockle pickers and gypsies. So he remembers seeing a woman in the arms of a similar man in Fumbly Lane. And then he thinks of a poem and looks around for paper, and the only paper is the end of one of Mr. Deasy's letters, which he tears off and writes his poem. Then he lies back on the rocks, looks at Mulligan's trousers and shoes that he has on, and is rather resentful of having that. The tide is coming in. He remembers the drowned man. Of course, this connects with Lycidas, which he taught in the school. He thinks of the corpse floating up. The two men outside the Martello Tower had been waiting for the corpse to float up, seemingly. Is it 9 days? After 9 days, the corpse floats up. That a cloud covers the sun. And these always seem to be symbolic of something. I mean, the cloud, when it covered the sun.
That's in the first chapter.
Yeah. He thinks of Lucifer and possibly lightning in his face. He picks his nose, lays the result carefully on a rock, wonders if anybody is watching him. And then he sees it, he looks over his shoulder and sees it. Three-master ship going up the river into Dublin. And that's it.
Yeah. A good summary. And it takes place mainly in Stephen's mind. There's some input. He sees things, he notices things. And here, Joyce, in anyway, three rapid steps, three chapters, has moved from little glimpses of what we would call interior monologue or stream of consciousness that are turned on. Yeah, mildly at first in the first chapter. There's more in the second, and the third chapter is almost nothing else. So we move into Stephen's mind, and it's a very abstruse mind with all kinds of odd things he remembers that we don't. And again, if we don't understand it in a way, how could we? And again, the miracles rather that Joyce does allow us to follow up to a point. Stephen is obviously good at expressing things. He also likes choice words. He likes old words, strange words. He remembers some gypsy language. They have their own cant, I think it's called. There's a lot of foreign languages here, more than in anywhere else. So we have obviously Italian, German, French, Latin, a lot of them. But also odd words within English that he seems to treasure. And I would say one of the important things you do touched on it already is the relation between appearance, what we see and hear, and the kind of reality. And he gets very philosophical. The opening paragraph is really how can we know that something is there except through the senses?
Ineluctable modality of the visible. At least that, if no more, thought through my eyes. Signatures of all things I am here to read. Sea spawn and sea wrack. The nearing tide. That rusty boot. Snot green. Blue silver. Rust. Colored signs. Limits of the diaphane. But, he adds, in bodies. Then he was aware of them, bodies before of them colored. How? By knocking his sconce against them, sure. Go easy. Bald he was, and a millionaire. Maestro di color che sanno. Limit of the diaphane in. Why in? Diaphane. A diaphane. If you can put your five fingers through it, it is a gate. If not, a door. Shut your eyes and see.
We don't quite know what's reality. On a first reading, one might think that there is a visit to the eye.
Unmistakably, this is television at its best.
Suck it.
Cocksucker.
Cocksucker.
How about a fast one and we'll have it?
Oh, fuck me.
Jesus. God, that's awkward. What a fucking thing to stick in there.
Who the fuck cares?
What a fucking piece of shit. Fuck this.
Suck it. It's too long.
It ain't that fucking long, man. It's only that fucking long. You can...
So a staggering difference in the way rewards are parceled out in this society.
Speak for myself. I'm not the person I used to be. I have no body except you. I can see you looking right through me. Look at me. Look into my eyes, I'd tell you. If only my voice wouldn't give me away. Read my lips. I'm so close, you can smell my breath. You're getting warm. You're getting warmer. No, you lost me.
How important is civility to our civilization, Fran? Big issue with you?
Salient issue, I would say. Civility is what puts the civil in civilization, which we no longer have.
Is it reattainable, or is it lost irrevocably?
Lost irrevocably.
Which I'm doing now. So let's do this thing and know that we are getting close to burnout. bullshit. You love everything, but. That's loving nothing.
Hi, Lydia.
Is this a bad time?
No, it's always a good time.
Look, your burgundy carpet isn't in stock. It's going to take 12 weeks. Did you like any of the other colors?
Whatever you like. I'm completely lost.
It's just carpet.
That's not what I'm talking about. I don't know. I just want to get healthy. You know, I want to take better care of myself. I would like to start eating healthier. I don't want all that pasta. I would like to start eating like Japanese food.
Well, why don't you just stay there and you can have it every day?
How are the kids doing? Only if you want to.
Bob, I got things to do. I gotta go.
Okay.
I'll see you. I mean, I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Okay.
I love it. It's great.
You love the show.
Hey, I love it.
What a piece of shit, fucking cocksucker.
Hey, yo, wawa.
Yeah, ha.
Well, yeah. All right.
On the ABC Sunday night movie. Even nice girls get sucked.
Fucking asshole.
What a piece of shit.
Who wrote this?
Fuck. Cocksucker peanuts. Men pay through the nose with a smile on their lips. It just takes four little words.
Fuck.
Fuck.
Fuck me.
Fuck a fucking asshole. What a moron.
All there. You got any questions?
Thank you.
Which is why I have no interest in stopping smoking.
Yeah. I guess. You know.
I mean, things that look how things have fallen apart now that people my age are in charge. Wait till this next group comes along.
Let's go back to the example of your being born and then you're sitting here looking at this course or listening to this course. How far apart are those events? Well, in space, those two events both take place on Earth. So they're at most thousands of miles apart. Could light traveling at 186,000 miles a second have traveled from the event of your birth to the event of your sitting here now? Well, it could have done so in a tiny fraction of a second, and yet maybe 45 years have elapsed. So light has had plenty of time to get from the event of your birth to the event of your sitting here now.
Making progress.
Help.
People my age are in charge. Wait till this next group comes along.
The issue of alternative energy.
Well, for two things. To some extent, oil has nothing to do with it, but I hear the Bush administration is already beating the drums. If we don't kill a bunch of caribou and start drilling in the Arctic, if we'd only been drilling in the Arctic, we would have had the lights on. Even some of the Democrats, like our chubby Democratic governor of New Mexico, Mr. Richardson, who was Clinton's energy secretary, said, oh, this proves that we need to drill more.
Yeah, but by the time you get the bells over it and all that stuff, who the fuck's gonna know?
I don't think he is. I think it's Burt Reynolds.
That's one of the reasons we're doing it.
Don't say that name around me.
You not like him?
He is the epitome of something that makes me want to throw up.
He's a nice guy.
He is?
You want to come in here? Well, if you think... No,
you don't. I don't know why I hate him.
So he is a nice guy, sir.
He can't be. He's the epitome of everything that's disgusting about the thespian. Just holy. He has a.
Where did you get that idea? I don't know him at all.
He worships at the temple of his own narcissism.
You want to try?
Totally narcissistic person.
Well, I don't want to meet him either.
Get in there. Let's get this thing done.
You know what really disgusted me? I saw him on the TV one time. It was at an opening of some movie he did called something about cat dancing. And he had ordered some Indian kids there because it was a little anti-Indian, and he wanted to make some compensations for it. So he ordered a little Indian kid there, brought in from someplace. So the kid was brought in, it was about a 3 or 4 year old kid, and he wanted to show how loving he was to the kid, so he stooped down and was playing for the cameras of, oh, how I love children, and that kind of thing. And the kid started to go away, to go off camera, so he pulled the kid back and was trying to make the kid make a little scene of how sweet Bert was and respected children. But it was such a shitty, the whole idea of it, hustling children so you could...
Did you ever know him?
Project, no, I don't know.
It's a great thing about kids, though, they can't
be
bullshit.
Yeah, the kid wouldn't play the bullshit, wouldn't do the bullshit. Just wanted to go back to his mother.
Step into you and you become one. And you're now one. And unless this has been done, that can be a very frightening thing if you're doing it sincerely. Once you're one, your higher self, who oversees this whole thing anyway, will cocoon you, will wrap you up in gauze or plaster of Paris or whatever, it'll wrap you up. wrap you up, cocoon the two of you as one inside this little space. Once you've been cocooned, the fourth step is your higher self will catapult you beyond time space into the unknown, into the transcendent, beyond what you can explain, beyond what you can comprehend, beyond that which you can define. And there, in a metamorphosis process, you will consume, you will eat, you will consume your enemy, and at the same time your enemy will consume you inside that cocoon. Because it's consuming you as fast as you can. And you totally consume each other. Then the cocoon, back into time-space. Your higher self will unwrap the cocoon and you will emerge with an ally inside you. The ally will step out, separate, cut the umbilicals, the seven connections of your chakra, and then feed it. Not the old diet, the new diet. To give life, to give birth, cut the umbilicals, give life to the ally. You call it by feeding it the enemy's diet. You link to it, merge with it. Third, your higher self cocoons you. Fourth, you are catapulted beyond space-time into the unknown. You can't tell whether it's the beautiful, the silent, or the sacred because you're inside a cocoon, eating as fast as you can, as you are being eaten as fast as the enemy can. Catapulted back and unwrapped. Step forth, giving birth to, separating the ally, cutting the umbilicals, and feed it the new diet.
It's absolutely amazing. Oil, the lack of oil or the...
that those wealthiest 1 out of 100 people
You're not optimistic, are you? You start, if I think about them taking over, I'm going to start smoking Duraflame logs.
I mean, are we surprised the planes are crashing? Look who's flying them. The people who sat in front of you in algebra.
I think that's the worst thing about dying in a plane wreck.
In summer school.
You have to check into eternity with all the same assholes you couldn't stomach in the lobby at O'Hare. No. Do you think we can re-salvage some sense of civility through education? Would that be...
Hmm.
lady. Yes. That's so. Look at that, guys. Look what we managed to get with Lydia's tits. Look at those nice bruises. Look at that. Isn't that nice?
Yes.
Yes. Isn't that nice? Nice bruised tits, huh? Nice whipped tits. That's wonderful. What a good girl. What a good girl.
Believe me, buddy, I love it.
Hey, Key, where do you see us solving the problem?
If we had education, yes, that would be a good start.
You think
we don't have education.
Yeah, you think that blip's gone off the sonar?
I think it's pretty much gone. This is particularly bad news if you try to make a living selling books.
Well, yeah. What about the family? Can the family reinstill this sense of civility in children, or is the family decimated to the point where it no longer functions?
We don't have families anymore.
Excuse me, Fran, I'm going to blow my fucking head off, all right?
I mean, very few people live in what, you know, we would have recognized as families when I was a child.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, with parents who actually knew what they were doing. Or at least you imagine they knew what they were doing. I notice now that people ask their children questions all the time. What would you like for dinner? Where would you like to live? I don't think I was asked a single question until I was 17.
Close your face, please.
I'm sorry, Naka, what?
Can you pick your hand? Close your face. Close your face.
I don't get that close to the glass until I'm on the floor, you know. How's this?
Yes. You want a whiskey?
This is not whiskey. This is iced tea. If you gave me real whiskey.
I need mysterious face. Tension is mysterious. Mysterious.
I think I know what you want. You want this, right?
I need more mysterious and...
More mysterious, yeah. I'll just try to think, where the hell's a whiskey?
How's about, Fran, why are you crying?
No, that question was, when are you leaving?
You are a movie star.
Yes, movie, I should be doing movies.
Yeah, but... And Lat-Pak. Lat-Pak, you know Lat-Pak?
Rat-Pak?
Rat-Pak, oh, yes, please. Any more attention, please?
What?
You're so gentleman.
Yes. A ring-a-ding-ding?
Yeah.
Sinatora? Dino Sinatora.
Old blue eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's more of Dino. That's Dino.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Joey Bishop, would you like?
Yeah.
Stop there. There, hey, ally, hey, down, got it. That's where one would make a mistake, and yet to follow through the step number 5, which is always correspondent to step number 3, and that is to dialogue again. Dialogue with the ally. Dialogue with the ally. Sit down with the ally and talk to the ally. How can I hold you? What should I feed you? You talked about, with the enemy, you talked about, if you were an ally, what would I feed you? Conditional. Now that you are an ally, what do you want to eat? Do you see the difference? You get some ideas here of the possible, but when you talk with the ally on the other side of it, they will tell you specifically, this is what I want. This is what will work. This is, I know you said you thought you'd feed me this or that or the other. But this would work better. This would be more productive. This would serve you and me better. What jobs can it do? You talked about possible jobs here on the other side of the transformation. What specific jobs now make sense to you and make sense not to an enemy who would become an ally, but to an ally that once was enemy? Do you see the difference?
Positivity,
a in high five,
in high five stereo, as we.
Therefore, even though the same dialoguing questions may take place, who holds you? How do I feed you? What can you do for me? A need to forgive, perhaps, somewhere in this process for not letting you out sooner, for not transforming you sooner, the indebtedness of that. I need to work with you in new ways you could work, ways we thought of these. Were you willing to do that? Yeah, 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 this. And hey, I got some new ideas too, and I'm willing to work this way with you, and will you let me work that way with you? And how about I do this? I'd be glad to help you with that. Let yourselves dialogue, not in the condition of what will happen when, but in the fact of now that it's done, what are we going to do? How are we going to work? and that of the dialogue with the ally is followed by that of the sixth step, which is to engage. To engage the ally. As warrior or as adventurer? Warrior? You mean I'm supposed to kill it? No, no. Warriors do other things than just kill people. You need to engage it with the victory, with the sense of being the warrior. You need to start using it, sending it out, working with it in that commanding, powerful warrior sort of way. Warriors hold the peace. Warriors administer. And therefore, from that position, to engage your ally. That we sit around and talk about what it could do is not enough. Now do it! Go out there and do it. I command it. I demand it. I proclaim it. I declare it, however you put it in words. And to have that sense, some of you need to work with that ally to, like a warrior, cut new avenues, cut new pathways, efforting to remember to work with the ally, to let it serve you, to let it be there, to let it engage. And like the warrior, to discipline it, to teach it, to work with it. Others as an adventurer. Others as an adventurer to work with it, to teach it, to involve it. And not so much what seems like what you would like to do, but what the way to do it, what's right to do with your particular ally, to engage it, leading to the last step, the seventh, which corresponds to the first, which is to expand the playing field by becoming more and more conscious of how you can use, how you can work with, how you can integrate this ally, how your life can change, how your life is changing, to expand the playing field.
Now look, we're going to do this for a little while, and that's it. Because I am not going to do it the way you want. I will never be able to do it your way. I can only do it my way. Wait a minute, lady!
Vagina.
Pike. Love
is where I was born.
Pike.
The next morning, my father informed my mother and me that he had obtained the finest quality of oil he had ever manufactured. As usual, he had tested it first on himself, and the effect was simply terrific. But he had no idea as to how these results had been achieved. I did it my duty to explain.
Isn't he a darling, our son?
Said my mother.
So young and so promising.
Those are events for which the time order cannot be different for different observers.
Including advice and certain equity research available for a fee only through one or more Schwab personal choice or...
Faggot. I'm not supposed to say faggot. I'm not supposed to say queer. I'm not supposed to say homo. And I'm not supposed to say faggot.
here. Are you drinking? No?
Am I drinking?
Yeah.
As soon as I'm done.
Okay. Close your hands, please.
Huh?
Close your...
Faggot. Because somebody somewhere is determined that if you say gay instead of queer, homo, or faggot, the people listening won't conjure up.
Close your hand.
Yeah. Close it?
Yes. Close your face, please.
Yes. Close my face.
Yes, sorry.
Okay.
Some more new metaphysics. Squeeze a little out of there. Smooth it over. Do a 90% job. Couple holidays. Who's to know? Yeah, I knew something was wrong with the Matrix when I heard about working. As a wee lad, started pounding a nail into a piece of wood at that point. Got very, very scared. Since then, it's been a spiritual quest, if you will. Gone quite successfully, I might say. I'd say it's a matter of a rollout of triumph. And that other word I really like. It'll come to me. WsNewMetaphysics.com. Spell it like you mean it. Special prize in each packaged show, as they're called. Gary at newmetaphysics.com. If you want to send it back from where it came,
I'm not doing it any way other than the best that I can do.
Coming from the studios overlooking the street out in front of my shitbox, the luxurious studios of my studio bedroom, here on luxurious semi outer greater metro urban area, northeastern part of the landmass. Each and every time I do it, that's where it's coming from. Ideal for iPods. Jack in. Get ambulatory. The Matrix. That's where you live. How do I know that? That's where I'm seeing you. I ain't the only one here. Because actually I am, but don't give away the ending or anything. In my little bubble, do doing my Dylan and your dream and my dream kind of thing. And on Mountain Stream Radio. High altitude. So just bear with it. There are magic trapdoors everywhere. They like you. Just like you.
Okay, say you are the dictator of the planet. How do you salvage this? Give me a substantive step we can take.
I'm about 007.
Drinks martinis, but okay, I got it.
Double seven, yeah. Lojamur?
Lojamur?
Lojamur. You know? Lojamur?
Roger Moore?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I always think of Sean Connery. Seriously.
No.
Didn't you get the Sean Connery one over here?
Lojamur.
Okay.
Yeah. Lojamur?
No.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Good. More?
You mean more or Roger Moore again?
Yeah. I'm 60.
First question can be answered by saying probably the short-term one works best because you don't have to hold on to it quite as long. I think you'll feel more comfortable about it. They're both going to make probably about the same return, but you'll feel more comfortable, I think, in the nearby one. Value line spread, since I taught that at another seminar, I don't want to go into detail on it a lot because that was really for those people. But basically, as a contract starts to expire, you would put it on.
Conscious.
All observers will say, for those events are close together in space.
ルルを連れて海岸を散歩するのがとても好きだそうです。で、今回のこのミッドナイトベロシティで空手を習えたのがとても良かったと彼女は言ってます。はい、それでは次次の質問ございますでしょうか。
That's a good question. You know, I have a really high metabolism, so I can pretty much eat whatever I want. I do a lot of yoga and learning karate for the movie. I had to really stay in shape, and that was really fun because we had stunt rehearsal every day, and we had to do like a lot of wire work, and that was great. So...
Well, that is my first career choice.
All right. Dictator?
Dictator.
It's pretty much just comes with the lifestyle, I guess, you could say.
You love the show.
When I tell you I love it, I mean I love it.
Excuse me, madam, do you remember the 1960s?
Really?
With pain. In the biomedical model, that was not...
organization are going to probably do the same. Kerry is ultimately not the solution. John Kerry's not going to come in and, you know, be able to do anything.
And if you are not satisfied with my best, then that's too fucking bad.
Actually, my second after Pope, but dictator is more attainable, I feel.
And I was a really big nerd in high school. And I always knew I was smart, but I never knew that I was pretty. So for me to make my living as an actress made me feel so good about myself. And I started to really gain a lot of self-confidence that I'd never had before. So I never knew that I was going to be a movie
star. Always the stupid, so did you take lessons?
I took lessons. So fortunate.
Are you making progress?
Where the hell am I supposed to find a point in garbage, Joyce?
I agree with Toby. I think it's a story of hope and tolerance.
Yes, it's about time that the people who get picked on get to be the heroes.
It's an entertaining flick and all, and I can see why you like it, Toby. But those people on the screen ain't even supposed to be you, man. They're college students who live with their parents in big houses in the suburbs. You know, they're going to get degrees, get good jobs, and they're going to stop being nerds, man.
I told you about loud talking. Use your inside voice, please.
Look, Toby, the guys in that movie are not 28-year-old file clerks who live with their grandmother in an ethnic ghetto.
All right, that's enough,
Harvey. They didn't get their computers the way you did, by trading a bunch of box tops and $49.50 at the supermarket, man.
You're funny, Harvey.
I'm getting in the front.
Sure, Toby, fine. You go to the movies and daydream. But this Revenge of the Nerds ain't reality. It's Hollywood bullshit, Tobe.
Harvey, let him alone.
The thing that I loved about it is I was transported to another time in my own life.
I really like when they took the
if
video
everyone
camera.
In America could see this film, it's the same as the I Have a Dream speech, you know?
Very empowering.
Maybe I was being so harsh on Toby on account of my own problems. See, I wasn't even married a month and my old lady was already showing signs of trouble. Granted, I tend to get married fast because I'll take any woman that'll have me. But this time I really met my match.
Joyce.
Okay, how about these old 78s, Harvey? Can't you sell them to one of your collectors?
Are you kidding me, man? No way.
so good, so good. But don't come in me, don't come in me. Don't come in me, don't come in me, don't come in me. Don't come in me, don't come in me. I can't come. Because you don't love me, that's why I can't come. I love you, I just can't come, that's my hang-up. I can't come and I'm loaded, all right? Because you don't love me. Just what the hell is the matter with you? What has that got to do with loving you? I just can't come, that's all. Now, if anyone in this room, the world, finds those two words decadent, obscene, immoral, amoral, asexual, the words to come really make you feel uncomfortable, if you think I'm rank for saying it to you, the ear of the beholder gets rank from listening to it, you probably can't come. And then, you're of no use, because that's the purpose of life, to recreate it.
It's great.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
You love the show.
Oh, I love it.
And the serene confidence of a Christian.
I was younger, I had a lot of insecurities, and I was a really big nerd in high school, and I always knew I was smart, but I never knew that I was pretty. So for me to make my living as an actress made me feel so good about myself, and I started to really gain a lot of self-confidence that I'd never had before. So I never knew that I was going to be a movie star. So it's fantastic. I feel so lucky, so fortunate.
そうなんですけれども、バスターとルルを連れて海岸を散歩する。
はい。
So fortunate.
Unicorn down everywhere. Statues in Hindu temples all over the world. Where suddenly, Denise is drinking milk. Right? And I saw this on CNN, and I haven't heard anything about it since. Does that strike you as odd? I mean, one little Christian miracle, and they're jamming it down our throat because somebody saw, you know, the Virgin Mary, you know, in a milk bottle outside their house. You know, and here, you know, there's gods drinking milk, you know, into marble statues at CNN. They have reporters all over the world reporting this, filming it. And then they go, wow, that's over. Let's move on to the next thing. Who's the president fucking? You know? I want to know what happened to the statues, you know? You know, I mean, this strikes me as a religious thing that's important. By the way, there are more Hindus than there are Christians, and I'm grateful for that. Christians are too quick on the draw to kill people. You know, they're always going, we're the right Christians, you're the wrong Christians, so we're going to kill you. Excuse me, read the book, okay? When it says turn the other cheek, it doesn't mean with a sword. And by the way, it actually says that. You know, yeah. Doesn't say anything about killing anyone because it says it was just kind of specific about you.
Yeah.
It's like it doesn't even say in the Old Testament, you know, that, you know, shalt not commit adultery. It says thou shalt not fornicate with thy neighbor's wife. It's very specific because that can get you in trouble, you know. If you're going to do that, you go, like, into the next village where you won't get caught.